What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Episode 15 of the Nina Blanco podcast. Thank you so much for listening. You might be listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. That's where my podcast is available to listen to. But if you want to watch it, you can watch the video version on YouTube. That's available as well. I figured, you know, why not put things on video as well? Because my facial expressions are a lot sometimes, and I, you know, talk with my hands, and, you know, why not add a video aspect to it? So go check out the YouTube if you haven't already on the Nina Blanco podcast. It could be a new way to watch and listen to it at the same time. So I wanted to give you kind of an update as to where I'm at in life in general right now. It seems like the thing that most people are interested in when it comes to my updates are like where I'm at for wedding planning and where I'm at for job hunting. Two really big, stressful parts in my life. So why not? Let's dig into it. For wedding planning, man, I'm behind. Only by a little bit. So the good news is that I'm not behind by too much. My goal was to get all of my vendors booked by the end of February, and here we are. And no, as of right now, while I'm recording this, I don't have anything officially booked yet, but there's a reason behind it because I've done all the research. I found wedding vendors. I've, you know, talked with them. I've communicated with them. I've asked for pricing and things like that. And I've pretty much made my decision on photographer, videographer, for DJ, and I don't know, other things in between. When it comes to booking caterer, I have to go through the caterer that I am gonna have my venue at. I don't have a choice. Like they gave that choice to me. So no problem, except I haven't been able to get a hold of my wedding venue. That's not good. That's not good when you're trying to plan a wedding, that there's not communication with your wedding venue, because that's pretty major. And so that's why I've kind of put it on hold for booking my wedding vendors, because I'm like, well, do I have a wedding venue and a date and a time to like send them to? And I don't want to put down deposits just in case something happens. You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to look out for myself right now. So here's the deal with my wedding venue. The good news is that I have figured it out since I couldn't get a hold of them before. So that's the good news, that I've figured it out. Everything's gonna be fine. I can breathe. But there was a moment there where I'm like, shit, am I gonna have to find something else? What's happening here? So let me tell you, I was working with my wedding venue and I've decided, well, I'm still undecided, but as of right now, I'm undecided and I don't wanna talk about my wedding date or the venue specifically yet, like where it is, if in case you don't know, only because there's the potential for like wedding crashers, and especially in this venue, you can just like walk in. So I'm not trying to risk that. So I'm just going to be a little bit shy about where the wedding venue is specifically, and that's the reason why. But I've been in contact with this wedding venue for over a year. I booked them, I think it was June of 2021, I believe. So I guess not quite a year, but almost a year. But I have put down my deposit in June of 2021 for this place. I've been talking to this really, really great lady, and she's been very like paying attention to detail and very responsive to any of the questions that I have. And it's been really great, except for just before Christmas. Just before Christmas, I got an email from her and she was like, hey, just wanted to let you know that I'm no longer going to be working here as of December 31st. You're in great hands. I'm going to connect you with our catering manager and he is going to take over until they find someone to take over my position as like wedding coordinator. And I was like, fuck. I know how this goes, because she says, you're in great hands. It's going to be okay. But she has to say that. She has to say that. So I have been nervous ever since just before Christmas with wedding stuff. But it was just before Christmas and we were going on a Christmas road trip. I've talked about that. And so I'm like, you know what? This is something that I'm not going to worry about until the new year. Okay, she at least gave me a contact. You know, I know the company and I know this wedding venue, so I at least have some way probably to get a hold of them. So I'm not going to deal with it until after the new year. And that's exactly what I did. In fact, I think I didn't really start to deal with it until the beginning of February is when I sent my first email. So beginning of February, I'm like, okay, my goal is to get all of my vendors booked by the end of February. So let's make sure that we're in contact with the venue and everything is still good. So at the beginning of February, I sent an email to that contact person that she gave me. She gave me some guy's name. He was the catering manager for their catering place. And I emailed him. I said, hi, my name is Nina. I have a wedding booked for this date at this venue. I was talking with so-and-so previously. I understand she's not working there anymore. I just wanted to check in with you on timeline to discuss details. Sure, for catering and food and, you know, stuff like that. I know that stuff comes later, but just details on the venue, how we're going to use the space, how we're going to set up tables and just like set up stuff. And I never heard back from him at all. At all. Never got a response email, nothing. So I was like, oh, shit. But I was like also doing other things and I was kind of consumed with Galentine's Day and stuff like that and, you know, podcast stuff. It was 1 month of the podcast. And so I kind of like allowed his non-response to be okay for a while until I was like, oh shit, I really got to do wedding stuff. And I never heard back from him. And so I started going onto the websites for the venue. I went onto like the official website for the venue and like, contact us now, send an email, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, you know that all those websites, they have that. So that's what I did. And I did it for two separate websites. I did it for the venue website and I did it for the catering company website. And again, didn't hear anything. So I'm like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's not going to work out. I'm not hearing from them. Maybe they're having trouble hiring. Maybe they're not going to have a coordinator. But like, realistically, my wedding is pretty much like 6 months away. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to give them one more chance. I have to figure this out. So I end up calling the catering company, their corporate number. I call their corporate number. I finally get someone on the phone. It's some lady who clearly hates her job because she's like copping an attitude with me. And I'm like, girl, like I'm just trying to get a hold of so-and-so in Denver. And like, I know you're corporate. I'm not copping an attitude with you. But this girl was like copping an attitude with me because I was asking for contact information because people at her company weren't getting back to me. So whatever. This lady hates her job. It is what it is. It's customer service. I understand. Like, I understand that. I could never do customer service. So those of you that do, good for you and stay strong and take care of your mental health because I know that shit can be crazy. Anyway, she gets me in contact. She gives me a name. She gives me a name like general manager of the catering company in like their Denver chapter. And so she gives me a name and a phone number and I call this dude and I'm like calling his personal cell phone, by the way. And as he answers it, I'm like, oh, like you're like general manager for like the whole cluster out here in Denver. Okay. And I just explained to him the situation. Like, I know your coordinator left at the beginning of the year and I'm just looking to get in contact with someone. My wedding is 6 months away. We need to figure this out. And so he immediately cleared things up and things were okay. I don't know why they hadn't contacted me before I had to hunt them down. That I do not have an answer to. But the fact that he was like, oh, we already have so-and-so hired. I'm going to have her reach out to you immediately. He's like, it's kind of like the end of the day. So if she doesn't reach out to you today, definitely tomorrow. And I'm like, dope, you got it. So hang up the phone. And nearly right away, she actually called me. And it just really settled everything that I was feeling. She called me and she's like, hi, yes, I'm the new coordinator. Things have been really hectic around here, blah, blah, blah. I just got hired on and I'm taking over and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure I had someone to talk to because my wedding is 6 months away and we don't have anything planned. Thank you. So that's pretty much where I'm at. And I didn't want to book any of my other vendors until I knew for sure, okay, this is happening. I have a coordinator. I have someone that I'm able to talk to for my venue, for the catering and all that other big stuff. So luckily, things are figured out now. I'm in communication with her. And again, like, I already have a deposit down and everything. Like, I just hadn't heard from anyone, so I was concerned. But now those concerns have gone away and we're good, I think. But yeah, it's kind of on me now. Like, I have to go back to all of these wedding vendors that I was originally talking to. And I feel bad because it's been like a long time since I first reached out. And yes, I'm interested and blah, blah, blah. And some of them have sent me like follow-up emails and I just haven't responded yet. Cause like, I didn't know how, like, I don't know if I actually am going to have a wedding for you to like hire you for. So I'm not right. Like, I didn't want to have the conversation. So I just like ignored it, which is not the adult thing to do, but I'm still learning. I'm still learning. But yeah, I just have to book them. Like, I'm pretty much decided on who I want for each vendor, but I just have to book everything and then put deposits down. And then it's like really, really, really real. So yeah, I can't believe I'm getting married in 6 months. Like, this seems like there's so much to do. It seems like it's far away, but then you hear 6 months and you're like, damn, 6 months is nothing. It is going to come so fast. So I'm real nervous for that, but it's going to be okay. I have confidence that it's going to be okay. And if it's not going to be okay, if anything happens, I've already told the boy, my fiance, because he really likes this idea and he's pushing for it, but I told him absolutely not. But I did say, if one more thing happens with our wedding, if something were to happen with our venue, we'll just elope. We're going to go. I'm going to be done with it. This is too much. Too many things have gone wrong. And if one more thing goes wrong, like, we're eloping. I will cancel everything and we'll just elope. But that is the backup plan. And I don't personally hope that it happens. I know the boy kind of hopes that it happens. And I know that it will save us like a shit ton of money. But I still want my wedding. You know what I mean? Ugh, this wedding thing has been not what I was expecting. Not what I was expecting at all when getting excited to plan a wedding. But anyway, originally with wedding stuff, my mom had asked me, you know, the moms are supposed to throw you a bridal shower. Are you going to want a bridal shower? And the boy and I had talked about this previously, and I was like, no, we don't want a wedding shower, because it's just a little bit awkward for us, because it's like asking for friends and family to come to another event, first of all, and for this wedding. And then on top of that, to like buy me presents. Like, we already have a house. Like, this is my house. We have furniture already. We have fucking plates and silverware and pots and pans. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know. And then I also just feel a little uncomfortable. Maybe it's a millennial thing, asking other people for gifts. It's just weird. Like, I'm a whole adult and I already have my house. So I don't know. We just kind of felt weird about it. And originally we said no. We said no to a bridal shower. Like, I understand bridal showers traditionally were started because the two that were getting married probably still lived with their parents because they were 18 years old and didn't have money and a job and a house and all of that already. So then you throw them a bridal shower to get them started. And I understand that. And that's a great tradition. But this is like so non-traditional. And I was like, what am I going to even ask for? You know what I mean? But my mom brought it up again. That was like before. That was like over a year ago. And I was like, no, we're not going to do it. Recently, my mom asked me again. We really want to throw you a bridal shower. My mom and the boy's mom. We want to throw you a bridal shower. We talked about it. She asked about it. And we really want to throw you a bridal shower. And I was like, okay, I changed my mind. We'll have a bridal shower. So I'm going to have a bridal shower in my mom's backyard in May, right? Yeah, in May. And so, yeah, we're going to have a bridal shower. It's going to be fun, I think, anyway. But my mom, she convinced me. She's like, let's do a bridal shower. But I'm like concerned about like the whole gifting situation still. I was like, okay, I have to like go register somewhere. Like, there are things. Yes, I have everything, but there are things that can be updated. Like dishware, like my plates and bowls and stuff have chips in it from the glass, you know, just being used the last couple of years. So like, we could do that. I was talking to my mom. I was like, yo, we were walking through Home Depot the other day and we like, our yard is shit. My backyard is a mud pit. My front yard, half of it has grass. The other half is a mud pit. Like, it's just, my yard is so bad. And so we were walking through Home Depot looking at stuff that we want to do for the front yard this year. And I was like, I wish I could ask people for bags of grass seed. My mom is like, no, don't do that. But you can ask for gift cards to like Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever. And I was like, oh, that is a good idea. Okay, okay, okay. So now I'm like racking my brain, like, okay, well, what can I ask for? So got to get a list together for gifts from the bridal shower and things that I want. But since the bridal shower is going to be held at my parents in Illinois and I live in Colorado, I'm also like, if people bring physical gifts, how am I going to bring it back here? And I'm not going to ship it. I can't fly with it. I'm like, what? So my mom and my future mother-in-law, they are both going to be driving to Colorado for the wedding. And they offered, we'll just take your stuff, hold it until the wedding, and when we drive to Colorado, we'll bring it to you. So I'm like, you know what? I guess there's a solution for anything. You got it. Y'all are responsible for that, I guess, right? So that's happening. Bachelorette plans are finally on the move as well. The boy has his bachelor party all planned out, and his is already booked, and everyone's already gonna, you know, go in there. And I was kind of like behind. I was like, I don't know what I want to do for my bachelorette. I wasn't sure where I wanted it. I had a couple places picked out. I was like, you know, we could keep it in Sweet Home Chicago or Miami. Sounds fun. Like, for some reason, Miami just popped into my mind when I thought about bachelorette. And then I was like, Florida. I don't know. I got issues with Florida, man. And then I was like, well, I could do Vegas. That's like the typical bachelorette thing. But I was like, I don't like to be typical. So I don't know about that. And then we kind of landed on California, San Diego. Like, let's go to San Diego. I don't know how it came up, but it came up. So we're going to San Diego for my bachelorette party in June. And it's going to be a fun one. And San Diego, I'm in California. I mean, everything is just stupid expensive, especially in California. And we knew that kind of going into it. And at first we thought, okay, we'll do a weekend. And okay, well, maybe we'll do a long weekend. And we were looking at that. And the prices on everything is just so expensive. And so my girls were like, hey, if it's going to be this expensive, I'm down to take a couple extra days off of work. And we can make this into like a trip. Because if it's going to cost this much, I'd rather make a full vacation out of it. And I'm like, hell yeah, bitches. Like, I was just trying to be considerate for you guys not having to take off so many days of work because you got other things going on. We have other wedding things that we have to do. I wasn't trying to take up all your vacation days, but if y'all want to, then that's all right too. So I'm going to have an extra long weekend. I'm going to have a Thursday through Monday bachelorette party, and it's going to be super dope. I'm excited. It's going to be in San Diego, and I can't wait. It is going to be good times, most definitely. So we're finally planning that. I'd have to book the Airbnb, finalize that. I had to ask the girls. I'm like, hey, it's kind of hard to find a place near the beach with enough space, with enough bedrooms, with enough beds in general for all of us. So are we cool with like sharing? And they were like, yeah, we can totally share beds and, you know, swap around, and you take the couch one night, I'll take the couch the other night. They're like, we'll do whatever we gotta do. Like, we're trying to make this dope though. Like, we want a really cool place steps from the beach. And so I found a place, and I'm like, well, if you guys don't mind sharing, we'll have a place right by the beach, and it'll be awesome, and no one's gonna have to drive. Thank goodness. We won't have to spend that much money on Ubers and stuff. And so they're like, let's do it. And so that's what we're gonna do, and it's all gonna kind of be a shit show. I feel like it's gonna like rewind back to college days where you are sleeping on the floor and sleeping on the couch and like just go into bed with each other because that's a place to lay your head, and that's very much what it's gonna be. So I'm excited for that one. But I just realized that I'm kind of like really bunching up all these events now, because the bridal shower is going to be held mid-May. The bachelorette party is going to be had early June, not that far off from the bridal shower. Then the boys' bachelor party is going to be the end of June. And then we have July to kind of chill. But that's like really 1 month before the wedding. So it's going to be crunch time and making decorations and getting things finalized. You know what I mean? And then we get into August. I'll just tell you, yeah, my wedding date is in August. And then it's the wedding. So it's going to be like boom, 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 boom. As of right now, I'm like slowly running out of free time because this is definitely going to take over, which I knew it was, but that's kind of why job hunting has been on the back burner for me a little bit. Because I have all these things coming up. And what am I going to do? Look for a job and be like, oh, but by the way, in the next several months, I need minimum 3 weeks off for all these different events. That's a lot to ask a future employer. And they're going to be like, hell no. But I mean, it is for a wedding. So I could explain, like, I'm only get married once. I don't normally do this because I really don't. And I don't know, it's just because I'm getting married and I have all these things going on. Can you be understanding? But I don't know, some places maybe aren't understanding, and it makes me a little bit nervous about finding a job, getting a job, and having to juggle working full-time and all this other stuff that I've got going on. And now I've got this podcast. I've got Yiddy, the podcast Dubs and I started. I'm now kind of working for, I'm from Denver. I'm writing articles and stuff for them. I've got some other opportunities, you know, with them that are kind of gearing up. And I've got other little things in the burner. You know what I mean? What is it? Coals in the burner? Steaks in the fire? Steaks in the fire. That's what it is. Not coals in the burner. That doesn't even make sense. I got a bunch of steaks in the fire. All right. Of things that I'm doing and things that are taking up my time right now. And I'm like, oh shit, do I even have time for a job? My mom even said that to me. She was on the phone with me and she's like, do you even have time for a job? What are you going to do when you get a job? Because you're doing all your podcast stuff and all this other stuff. And I was like, I don't know, mom. I'm not sure. Like, I'm just trying to like last till the wedding. And I know that like after the wedding, things are going to calm down so much and I will be able to focus and I will be able to get a full-time job, whatever that may be. But until the wedding, it seems impossible. I know it's not, and I could do it, but it's going to burn me out so fast. And I don't know that I want to do that. You know what I mean? Just for like myself. So it's a lot. Job hunting is really hard while planning a wedding. But at the same time, it's like, well, I need a job to pay for this fucking wedding. So I don't know. It's really hard to balance. It is really hard to balance. But as of right now, my plan is to just continue living off of my savings for as long as I can and try to make little bits of money here and there to like hold me over. But I know that's not a great plan, but that's like my current plan right now. It's hard. It's hard, and I don't know. I don't know the answer, and I don't know that balance, because I don't want to be miserable working a job. I want to be able to be creative and do the things that I am doing. I just need to find out how to make money. I need to make money on this podcast. I need to make more money doing other side jobs, and then I'll be okay. But as of right now, yeah, I've just been living off of my savings, and I've talked about that a little bit. And I'm still doing, you know, my half of the mortgage and bills and everything like that, just because I feel that that is right. That is the agreement that the boy and I came across. And if I can't hold my end of the deal, he offered, yes, of course, I will cover you, but he's not offering that for an extended period of time. You know, if I ask him, hey, can you cover my half of the stuff? He would be like, yeah, of course. And he wouldn't say anything because he's a sweetheart. But I know deep down he would be thinking it. Okay, well, how long am I going to have to cover? When are you going to get a job? Because I'm covering, are you going to get a job? Like, start your search. And so I don't know. I've been living off my savings. That's what I plan to do. I can do it for a couple more months, but I do need to get, I don't know, something coming in. But it's tough, man. And I've been real stressed. I've been clenching my teeth in my sleep. That's what I do when I get stressed. That happened at the beginning of my unemployment is I like wake myself up in the middle of the night. I don't get a whole lot of sleep. I always wake up in the middle of the night. And recently I've been waking up in the middle of the night because I'm clenching my teeth so hard that my mouth is hurting. And I'm waking up from my mouth hurting from clenching my teeth. I'm not grinding my teeth, so at least there's that. But clenching them, I mean, it's essentially mini grinding, and it's still not good for me. So I don't know what to do about that either. But I need to de-stress a little bit. I really, really do. I feel it. And I have not been keeping up with the whole gym thing. But I think that'll be part of my de-stress process. I've been watching a lot of Queer Eye, and I really need to show myself some self-love. And one form of that is going to the gym, and I do believe that, and I need to, like, stick to a freaking schedule, man. That's going to be part of it. I've also got to, like, remind myself to get out of the house. I'm in this house a lot, and I feel like it builds up. It definitely builds up. Like, I don't know, going crazy from staying in the house. We talked about this in the beginning of the pandemic, that when people were starting to work from home, you know, experts and whoever were like, you guys need to get out of the house. That's fine. You're working from home. Keep yourself safe, but go on walks in the middle of the day or after your work day, or, you know, make sure to go still run those errands. And now that we're learning a little bit to live with COVID, I feel somewhat more comfortable going out here and there. And I have to remember to get out of the house. So that's what I did actually yesterday before all the snow came into Denver, is I took Bonzo on two, 3 miles. It's pretty long. Sloan's Lake. We went all the way around Sloan's Lake. We haven't done that in a really long time. I haven't done that since Chester. And I've been thinking about him a lot. Oh, I'm not going to cry. Been thinking about him a lot. And that has been making me really sad this week. Oh, she's crying. Oh, I miss him. It's fine. Okay. But yeah, we hadn't been back to Sloan's Lake since before Chester passed. And I was, of course, thinking about that on our walk. But, oh, sorry. This isn't an emotional episode. I've been really emotional about him, though. Ugh, okay. But I am trying to take the time to de-stress, to get in a routine, to remember to leave the house. And I've been bad at that. But now I want to get better at that. And so, yeah, that was Bonzo and I kind of just getting out of the house and doing something different and getting some fresh air. And it was really good. It was good. So I have to just, now that the weather, well, not now because it's all snowy and crappy, but we're almost out of February. We're almost into March, April, and then springtime is going to be right around the corner and I'll be able to get out of the house more. So I just feel like winter months are going to be so hard. Winter months are always hard. Ugh, sucks. But yeah, I'm reminding myself, bitch, get out of the house. You got to get out of the house. I'm here way too much. I really am. And I'm also going to try to escape a little bit this next weekend. I'm going to try to go to Phoenix, Arizona, see my maid of honor, see my cousin. And we're going to hang out and talk bachelorette things and mostly just hang out. It's kind of a hangout trip. And I think we both need it. Winter being cooped up. She works from home too. So it'll be fun to go there. Maybe we'll just go get some cocktails one night. We definitely want to go for a hike because the hiking season for Arizona is almost over in the winter time. She said it's already getting hotter and hotter every day. So this weekend might be her last chance to get out and do some hiking. So that's what we're going to do. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think very well needed for the both of us. And I'm excited for it. So hopefully I can indeed make it to Arizona because, of course, I fly standby, which I'm very lucky to be able to do. But, you know, it depends. Sometimes your trips don't work out. And that's okay because at the end of the day, I'm flying full free, bitches. Get yourself a fiance that works for an airline. But yeah, that's pretty much just where I'm at in life right now. Things are a little stressful just with having to plan a wedding and trying to find a new job and just being a human and dealing with human things. Sorry for the breakdown. But yeah, I don't know. That's pretty much it. So I wanted to catch you up a little bit on what I was doing, what I've been up to. And that's pretty much it. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for following on Instagram. Thank you for liking my videos. I've been kind of getting a little bit goofy into the videos and on TikToks and stuff like that and creating Nico Blanco and who knows what else will come up, but it's fun for me and helps me disassociate with how hard the world is. I swear one of these days I will get a real therapist and not rely on TikTok. I swear that is a promise to you. I don't know if it's happening this year, but it will eventually happen. Thank you so much for listening to the Nina Blanco podcast. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube, follow all of my pages, subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I love you so, so freaking much. Have a great day.